so many people individually. Somebody I should talk about is a teacher. A teacher of mine at school, and I was at a boarding school in England. So I was away from home a lot, and it was amazing. It's quite a traditional school, but actually the teaching is very contemporary, and I was so lucky because it has a reputation for being quite dry and archaic as an establishment. And I had a teacher who was basically in charge of my welfare as a teenager, from the age of 13 to 18. He was Australian, and his name is Charles Mellon, M-I-L-N-E. And he was completely rebellious in his responses and attitudes to, like, basically conservative teaching. And he, rather than, you know, educating everybody to just sort of become carbon copies of English establishment people, he really found everybody's individual thing that they were good at, whether it was football or painting or playing the violin or the piano or maths or Spanish or whatever it was. And he understood that I really loved acting. And he loved it. I mean, he loved it he loved art, and he introduced me to foreign language cinema, and, I'd only ever seen blockbusters, really, before that point, and he introduced me to films like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Bonnie and Clyde, and sort of taught me the history of cinema. So this is a banana coming in, because I've just been running. Anyway, he took me to the theatre in London, and he was amazing. He was just an absolutely extraordinary man who was he's been very important to me at a very formative time, and he believed in me before anyone else did.